那今天我们一起在这个欢喜的日子，我们要来看神的话，是在《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第五章第十八节。
Today we're going to be reading the scripture, and that's in the book of 1 Thessalonians.
这段经文简短，我来念一下。
Let me read it to you.
凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
再一次，《帖撒罗尼迦前书》五章十八节，
凡事谢恩。
凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
这段圣经教导我们，这里说要谢恩。
This passage teaches us what we need to give thanks.
谢恩这个字呢，它在希腊文里面呢，它的意思，这一段经文呢，它这个字呢，出现了总共在新约出现38次。
The phrase give thanks appeared about 38 times in the New Testament.
其实新约只有27章，但是它竟然出现了38次。
There's only 27 chapters in the New Testament, but it showed 37 times.
第一次就出在第一卷书马太福音的第15章36节。
The first time it appeared in the book of Matthew, chapter 15, 36.
15章36节这里说，
Here it says,
耶稣拿着七个饼和几条鱼，祝谢了，拨开。
Then he took the seven loaves and the fish, and he had given thanks.
递给门徒。
He broke them and gave them to the disciples.
门徒又递给众人。
And they in turn to the people.
好，这是第一章这里所看的耶稣向上帝来，天父来感谢啊，为了这些饼和鱼。
Here we see how the disciples thank the Lord for giving them bread and fish.
那最后一次呢？他这个在新约出现是在启示录。
The last time it appeared was in the book of Revelation.
在十一章十七节说：“昔在今在的主神全能者啊，我们感谢你，因你执掌大权作王了。”
In chapter 11, verse 17 says that.We give thanks to you, Lord God Almighty, the one who is and who was, because you have taken your great power and have begun to reign.
所以你看哈，感恩或者谢恩这个字，从新约圣经的第一卷一直到最后一卷书，频繁的出现。
So you see that the phrase giving thanks appear frequently from the beginning to the end of the Bible.
所以改革中的这个牧师马丁路德他说啊，感恩是基督徒的基本态度。
So Martin Luther once said that gratitude is a basic Christian attitude.
感恩是基督徒的基本态度。
Gratitude is a basic Christian attitude.
感谢神啊，带领我们经过了将近一年在冠状的病毒的疫情里面。
Thank God because He had led us during the COVID-19 pandemic, which lasted over a year.
我们能够聚在神的面前一起来敬拜，在这个感恩主日。
And we can still gather together to worship Him.
想想我们经历了这一年的困难。
Think about the difficulties that we have gone through this past year.
以及我们对美国这一阵子国内国外许多这个时政的混乱的情况。
And how we face the chaotic current events inside and outside of America.
要做到凡事谢恩确实是不容易的一件事。
To give thanks in all circumstances is truly difficult.
但保罗的教导是我们凡事谢恩。
But Paul's teaching is that we need to give thanks in everything.
那今天我要和大家来分享我们的讲道题目叫做非常感恩的这个题目。
The topic of my sermon is very thankful.
这是一个很不正常的一个感恩 ,abnormal 的一个感恩。
It's an abnormal thankfulness.
盼望我们在这个感恩节的主日，我们也是圣安教会35周年的这个喜庆的主日，我们一同透过这个经文，我们来思想我们要学的感恩的功课。
And in this Thanksgiving Sunday and also 35th anniversary celebration, we want to learn together from today's Bible verse.
首先第一个我们要来看的。
Firstly, we want to take a look at this.
一开始他说凡事谢恩。
It says that we need to give thanks in all circumstances.
凡事这个字。
Now, in all circumstances,
这个字在希腊文它不是所谓的 everything, 它是 and 一个所谓的介系词。
In Greek, it's a connective phrase.
它的意思是在什么里面或是在什么内的意思，是一个固定位置的一个表示。
It means in or inside, and it shows a fixed position.
它通常用在什么地方，或用在什么样子的时间，或者是用在什么状况或景况这样子。
It usually is applied for a certain location, time, or status.
所以圣经的意思呢，这里就是让我们凡事先是指责在任何地方、任何时间、任何的状况都要常存感恩。
So giving thanks in any circumstance means that we need to give thanks anywhere, anytime, and anyhow.
我们是否会觉得说，哎，这实在是很难做到的哈
？Maybe we think it's something it's hard to do.
怎么可能是能够凡事谢恩、常存感恩
？How is it possible that we can always give thanks in any circumstance?
如果你的汽车轮胎爆胎，你怎么会感恩
？When my car get a flat tire, can we give thanks?
如果你失业了，你怎么能够感恩
？When I lose my job, can I give thanks to the Lord?
你如果得了癌症，遭受痛苦，你怎么能够感恩
？When I'm suffering from a terminal disease, can I give thanks?
所以听起来哈，这个圣经说要凡事谢恩或者是常存感恩，这种话听起来是不太合理的要求。
So sometimes we think that it's an unreasonable request.
确实，对通常人哈，就是感恩的时候，就对顺境我们可以感恩。可是对逆境，我们其实通常人是很难感恩的。
Indeed, for most people, it's easy to give thanks when everything is going well, but when things are going bad, it's hard to give thanks.
可是刚才马丁路德说，感恩是基督徒的基本态度。
But Martin Luther have told us that to give thanks is the fundamental attitude for all Christians.
就是说，你在顺境能够感恩，在逆境也不忘记要感恩。
That whether in good times or bad times, we need to give thanks.
而这些是基督徒一生蒙福的一个秘诀。
And that's a secret for Christians to live a life full of blessings.
因为你常存感恩，可以让我们远离埋怨的漩涡。
Because of giving thanks, it will help us stay away from complaints.
也让我们感恩，常常感恩的，让我们离开自高自大的那种迷失。
And it will help us escape from the egocentric thoughts.
也让我们可以坚持与神同行。
It will help us to persist to walk with the Lord.
所以尼希米记呢这里面第八章第四节那里告诉我们说，因为靠神而得的喜乐是我们的力量。
And in Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 10 it says, For the joy of the Lord is your strength.
他的强调就是让我们明白神是施恩可靠的神。
Here it says that God is a God that bestows grace.
如果是我们自己，我们喜乐不起来的。
If we're depending on ourselves, we cannot rejoice.
怎么会去感恩呢
？And how can we give thanks?
可是他说你要靠神。
But here it says that you need to depend on the Lord.
这样子你就懂得在逆境当中来感恩，并且支取神的保护和力量。
Then in adversities, you will be able to give thanks and withdraw from God's protection and strength.
其实我就想到说啊，有一些在北美长大的这个在中产阶级长大的青年人啊养尊处优。
So I think a lot of the youths that grew up in the middle class families in America, they may be pampered.
直到他有机会和一些基督徒的青年去外国啊去短宣到一些落后国家。
Not until they actually join short-term missions.To go to a third world country.
啊，亲眼看到，甚至亲身的经历啊，那些物质的缺乏啊，然后没水没电。
Then they will see for themselves and experience firsthand the lack of resources.
也没有热水洗澡。
They don't have hot water to take a shower.
那更不用说那个可以有电脑上网这事了。
And they probably won't have access to internet.
这时候他们才猛然的觉醒。
Then they will be awakened.
自己原来是何等的幸福
，that they are so blessed in their lives，
是以前都身在福中不知福
，that they never realized how fortunate they were。
那回家以后就不再怨这个挑那个
And when they came home, they no longer complained to their parents or people。
对于父母的辛劳也比较容易去心里有感恩。
And it's easier for them to appreciate their parents' hard work。
另外，我记得我们十二年前圣安教会啊，我们当时开始要寻找一个会堂，我们要购买会堂，因为已经租在那个原来教会已经25年了哈。
I remember that 12 years ago when we were looking to buy a church building.
那我们曾经找好多地方，后来找到一个地方是在 St. Gabriel City。
We were looking for many places, but found a place in St. Gabriel.
那是一个幼稚园的一个产业哈。
It's a preschool.
一个 kindergarten.
Oh, kindergarten. It's a kindergarten.
那觉得很适合我们来改做教会使用。
And that was very suitable to be converted to be a church.
那当时大家都很兴奋哈。
And we were so excited back then.
我们就投入很多的人力物力去准备要购买这个地方。
We invested many resources to buy this place.
到了那一天就是要公听会的时候呢所有弟兄姐妹老老少少大家非常兴奋，信心满满的到了这个那个会场去要一起支援。
Now the day of the public hearing when we all came together and were full of faith.
但是没有想到，当天晚上公听会竟然被否决。
But surprisingly, the plan was denied by the city council.
突然的失败让大家非常非常的失望就问说，为什么上帝没有听我们的祷告
？And this sudden defeat made us disappointed, and we asked, Lord, why didn't you listen to our prayers?
那是2018年的时候。
That happened in 2018.
一年以后呢，2009年的时候
，and in a year later in 2019,
我们才明白，原来神没有成就在2008年我们所找的，是因为了预备一个更合适的礼拜堂。
And we realized that God did not give us what we wanted in 2018 was because He has another gift in place.
这个神的预备原来是在我们租了25年的教会的对接的大马路边。
Because he had prepared something better just across the street.
也就是今天我们坐在这里的一起敬拜这个礼拜堂。
And that's a building that we're sitting here today.
我们为能够得到这个礼拜堂，真是感谢主。
And we thank the Lord for God giving us this place to worship.
当然我们也更为2008年那个神没有成就这件事情来感谢神。
And we also thank the Lord for not giving us what we wanted in 2008.
因为如果那个时候神成就，我们现在要跑好远，要跑到 St. Gabriel 去。
Because if God has given us what we wanted back then, we had to go to St. Gabriel and not be able to meet here.
所以那个神没有成就那件事呢，好叫今天我们的姐妹可以有这么近的教会可以来敬拜。
And because of that, our sister who just got baptized today can easily access this church.
所以旧约的大卫王他怕自己忘了神的施恩恩惠他对自己的心里这样祷告。
Now King David in the Old Testament had this prayer.
诗篇103篇的第二节说：“我的心啊，你要称谢耶和华。”不可忘记他的一切恩惠。
In Psalm 103, verse 2, it says here, Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits.
我们在困境当中确实很难说，主啊，我感谢你。
In difficulties, it's hard to say that, Lord, thank you.
但是即使我们不明白上帝他的旨意到底是什么时候，我们仍然要感谢。
But even when we don't know what is the will of the Lord, we can still thank him.
因为他在任何的地方、任何的时间、任何状况、任何情况中，都让我们有机会可以来信靠他。
Because anywhere, at any time, and in any circumstance, he gave us the opportunity to trust in him.
所以说要凡事谢恩。
So we can give thanks to him in all circumstances.
第二个，我们再看。
Now it comes to my second point.
在这一节里面他又特别保罗提说因为这是神向我们所定的旨意。
In 1 Thessalonians, we also see that this is God's will.
神要我们凡事谢恩，这是他的旨意。
God wants us to give thanks in all circumstances.
也就是他吩咐我们不管什么处境都要谢恩。
Because he had commanded us to give thanks in any circumstance.
换句话说呢，不是说我们人的意识、我们的感觉、我们的想法、我们的喜不喜欢才感恩。
It is not up to our will to give thanks.
因为人意也是不能凡事谢恩的。
Because if it's according to our will, we can't give thanks in any circumstance.
按照我们通常的世界观，我们习惯就是让我们自己的心意、我们的感觉来决定事情。
according to our worldview, we're used to give thanks with our or from our own perspective.
按照我们的心情决定要不要感恩。
According to our mood.
啊，如果你工作加薪了，你当然要谢恩。
If you got a raise, you want to give thanks to the Lord.
你孩子品学兼优，你当然要谢恩。
If your kids do well in school, you want to give thanks to the Lord.
你的配偶很听话，在家里面和睦，你当然要谢恩。
If your spouse listens to you and the family is in harmony, you want to give thanks to the Lord.
如果和我的政见的政党啊，那个候选人当选，我当然要谢恩。
And those politicians who agree with you, they have become elected, you want to give thanks.
就是事态按照我的心的感觉发展。当然谢恩。
So when things are going my way, I want to give thanks to God.
相反的，如果不合我的心意。
But in the contrary, if things are not going the way I want it.
我的利益受损。
When my interest is harmed.
不尊重我的观点。
When my opinion is not respected.
我的价值观不被认可。
When my values are not approved.
我当然心情不好，怎么会感恩呢？
Of course, I will be in a bad mood. Then how can I give thanks to God?
但是今天神的话说，感恩是神向我所定的旨意。
But the word of God shows us today that giving thanks is God's will for us.
表示什么？感恩是对准上帝的。
It means that when we give thanks, we're aiming for God's will.
就是呢，你感恩的真正的意义是，我呢，认定上帝是一切的主宰。
And when we give thanks, we're recognizing God is a master.Of all, of everything.
所以呢，感恩让我们最兴奋的就是我们在感恩的当中，我们回想上帝以前过去的恩典，也让我们感恩，我们预知上帝有丰富的预备。
So what Thanksgiving makes us excited is because we can recall God's grace in thankfulness and foresee the abundance preparations from the Lord.
所以你看好，在旧约的那个以色列人他们要出去打仗以前呢、啊。他们会唱歌感恩。
So before the Israelites go out into battle, they will sing songs of thankfulness.
来肯定上帝是站在他们这一边带领他们出征。
To confirm that God is on their side.
你看一个经文在历代志下二十章那里。
If we look at 2 Chronicles,
这里有一个约沙法王他是犹大的一位好的君王。
We can see the story of Jehoshaphat, who is a good king of the kingdom of Judah.
经文21节说，约沙法既与民商议了，就设立歌唱的人，颂赞耶和华，使他们穿上圣洁的礼服，走在军前赞美耶和华，说，当称谢耶和华，因他的慈爱永远长存。
The phrase we can read here is, after consulting the people, Jehoshaphat appointed men to sing to the Lord and to praise him for the splendor of his holiness, as they went out at the head of the army, saying, give thanks to the Lord for his love endures forever.
22节说，众人方唱歌赞美的时候，耶和华就派伏兵击杀那来攻击犹大人的亚门人、摩押人和希尔山人，他们就被打败了。
Verse 22, it says, as they began to sing and praise, the Lord set ambushes against the men of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, who were invading Judah, and they were defeated.
如果按常态觉得好奇怪，打仗都不晓得会赢会输，就在谢谢耶和华神。
It might sound strange that before knowing who's going to win, the Israelites were praising the Lord, singing thankfulness, songs of thankfulness.
还派这个唱诗班在军队前面谢谢耶和华神。
And sending people singing songs of thankfulness to God.
弟兄姐妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
因为这是神的旨意，要我们凡事谢恩。
Because it is God's will that we need to give thanks in all circumstances.
都不晓得事情会怎么样，就开始谢恩。
Even though we don't know what's going to happen next or how things are going to end, we give thanks to the Lord first.
因为我们认定上帝是一切的主宰。
Because we know that God is the master of all.
还有新约，我们看新约保罗，保罗使徒保罗，还有他的门徒，他们宣道旅途的时候，他们受很多的这个迫害。
And in the book of Acts, we know that Apostle Paul and disciples, when they were on mission trips, they were persecuted.
这个事情记载在《使徒行传》第十六章。
And it was recorded in Acts chapter 16.
在24节那里说，禁主领了这样的命， 就把他们下在内监里，两脚上了木狗。约在半夜，保罗和希拉祷告、唱诗、赞美神，众囚犯也侧耳而听。
In verse 24, we see it stated that when he received these orders, he put them in the inner cell and fastened their feet in the stocks. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them.
到了26节，事情就不一样了。
But in verse 26, something happened.
说忽然地震动，大震动，甚至监牢的地基都摇动了。监门立刻打开，众囚犯的锁链也都松开了。
It says here that suddenly there was such a violent earthquake that the foundations of the prison were shaken. At once all the prison doors flew open and everyone's chains came loose.
所以你看哈，他们不是这些门打开了，然后这些锁链打开了，他们开始赞美感谢神。
So as you can see, it's not after the chains got loose that they started to praise the Lord.
而是在那一些境况都还没有发生，他们处在最难的时候，都不晓得明天会不会被砍头，他们竟然就开始唱诗赞美神。
But it was before they knew what's going to happen, whether they were going to die, that they started to praise the Lord.
可见啊，长存感恩有帮助我们可以过合神心意的生活。
So as you can see, to give thankfulness,it will help us live a life that is according to God's will.
反之，如果我们常常埋怨，常常论断。
But if we constantly complain or judge other people,
就等同我们把自己放在那个造物主的位置，然后去批评其他受造之物。
Then we're putting ourselves at the position of the Creator to criticize others who are created by God.
所以感恩就是确立自己身为受造物和上帝一个正确的关系。
So give thanks is to confirm that we are God's creation and God is the creator, the proper relationship between us and God.
所以弟兄姐妹，感恩好啊，是神向我们所定的旨意，也表示什么？就是用神的眼光来看遭遇。
And to give thanks is to looking at circumstances with God's from God's perspective.
什么叫做用神的眼光来看遭遇呢？
What is to look at circumstances from God's perspective?
你看到旧约的创世纪哈，四十五章那地方谈到约瑟的故事，我们就熟悉了。
If we turn to Genesis, the story, chapter 45, we can see the story of Joseph.
四十五章的第五节说：“现在不要因为把我卖到这里自忧自恨，这是神差我到在你们以先来，为要保全生命。”
In verse 5 it says, And now do not be distressed and do not be angry with yourselves for selling me here, because it was to save lives that God sent me ahead of you.
第五十章二十节。
And in chapter 50, verse 20,
从前你们的意思是要害我，但神的意思原是好的，要保全许多人的性命。
It says here that you intended to harm me, but God intended it for good to accomplish what is now being done,The saving of many lives.
你看到这一位约瑟遭遇其实很惨哈。
You see that what happened to Joseph was unfortunate.
但是我们从来没有在这个创世纪里面看到这个约瑟有任何的 complain 或者是有这个心里面的那个痛苦啊，或者是一些让他这个觉得说上帝实在是或者怨天呐、啊，然后是尤人呐、啊，讨厌呐、啊，生气这些兄长。
But in Genesis, we didn't see any passage about him complaining about his brothers.
他反而安慰他们。
But he comforted his brothers.
说这是神差我在你们以先来的。
He said that God has sent me ahead of you.
告诉他们说，但神的意思原是好的。
That because God's will was good.
所以约瑟的弟兄出卖他，当他升上这个所谓的埃及的宰相的时候。在这个位置上，兄弟们怕死了，因为怕说哇，他们会报复，被报复。可是约瑟没有记恨，因为他的眼光是用神的眼光来看他过去的坏的遭遇。
So when Joseph was sold by his brothers, and after he ascended to the prime minister of Egypt, he did not bear a grudge against his brothers and looked at circumstances from God's perspective.
所以这就是表示什么？表示当你对神的安排啊，你感恩的时候，你就赞同。虽然你不明白，但是你心里面还是凭着信心来谢谢神。
That sometimes, so that means that sometimes when we don't know what's going to happen or we don't agree with what's happening right now, we still need to give thanks.
因为你相信神的安排。
Because we trust in the Lord's arrangement.
我们看罗马书第八章二十八节，我们熟悉这段经文，他说我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
So here in Romans chapter 8, verse 28, it says, we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose.
那另外有一个译本，李正中译本，他是这样翻这个所谓的万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
There's a different Chinese variation of this phrase, translation.
他的翻更有意义，他说上帝在万事上都和他们同工来成就有益的事。
It says that God will work together with them in all things that are good.
原来万事互相效力不是说事情在那边然后他们碰来碰去，而是上帝和他们同工。
So,In all things, God works for the good of those who love Him. Does not mean that it just happens. But
无论事情发生什么状况，他都相信神的安排，赞同神的安排。
It means that no matter what happens, we trust in God's arrangement that He will work together with us.
因为神和他同工。
Because God works together with them.
所以圣经这样子的提醒我们，就是神的心意要我们赞美，要感恩，这个事情实在是很特别。
So in the Bible, God reminds us to give thanks. It's something very extraordinary.
所以我说这是一个非常的感恩。
It's a special thankfulness.
是不正常的感恩。
It's not a normal thankfulness.
就是按人性是不正常。
If we are just trying to do it on our own, it's abnormal against our nature.
但是按神性，我们心里面知道。神必成就。
But when we follow the will of the Lord, we know that it's going to happen. It's going to be accomplished.
因为我们知道上帝不会去要求我们做不可能的事情。
Because we know God will not ask us to do something we can't do.
神会照着我们能成就的，要我们去做我们能做的。
He will, according to what we can bear, ask us to do what He asks us to do.
我常常想，如果以色列人当年要出埃及的时候啊，他们过了红海，他们懂得感恩啊，他们就不必啊在旷野绕那四十年冤枉的四十年。
Now if the Israelites knew how to give thanks and remember what God helped them through, they would not wander in the desert for 40 years.
可是他们因为就一直不断的埋怨、埋怨再埋怨。
Because they kept complaining and complaining.
所以以赛亚书五十三章那里就说我们如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。
Then what happened was that they all like sheep have gone astray.
如果我们不感恩,
if they don't give thanks,
遇到困难就埋怨,
if we complain when we face problems,
我们就如羊走迷, 个人偏行己路。
Then we are like sheep and we will be astray.
最近我们的小家在查经, 上个礼拜我们在查这个罗马书第十一章最后一节三十六节那里。
Last week we were, we were doing Bible study and we were looking at the book of Romans,Chapter 11, last verse.
这一节是整个罗马书第一章一直到十一章这个所谓的教义的一个 conclusion, 一个结论。
It is the conclusion of the whole book of Romans.
就是万事都本于他，倚靠他，归于他。
For from him and through him and for him are all things.
所以基督徒啊，我们能够在神的旨意里面凡事感恩，是因为我们建立了一个叫做凡万有都是本于他，倚靠他，归于他的世界观。
So Christians can give thanks in the will of the Lord. It's because we know that everything originated from Him, or through Him, or are for Him.
而不是本于我，依靠我，归于我的世界观。
And it's not a worldview that's the opposite, which means everything originated from me, or through me, and for me.
总之就是对于未来，我们如果定睛上帝的旨意的话，我们就容易做到凡事感恩。
So that if we can fix our eyes in our future on God's will, then we can give thanks to Him in all circumstances.
第三点,
my third point here,
保罗又说,
Paul also says,
这样子的感恩是在耶稣基督里的,
that this type of thankfulness is given in Christ Jesus.
啊, 在这一节是一个很重要的一个词, 叫做在耶稣基督里感恩。
The critical point here is in Christ Jesus.
我们知道哈过去我们有讲过在神学的里面、哦、这个神学家提过有一种、所谓的神的恩典的话有一种叫做一般的恩典或者普遍的恩典
There are so-called common grace or ordinary grace referred by theologians
什么叫做一般的恩典或普遍的恩典
What's the common grace?
就是耶稣在马太福音第五章四十五节那里说的。
That is what Jesus said in the book of Matthew chapter 5,
45. 就是神的恩典是给全人类都有的，那一种叫做一般的恩典。
When God's grace is given to all mankind,
他说因为他叫日头照好人也照歹人，降雨给义人也降雨给不义的人。
When he causes his sun to shine on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous.
就是你不信耶稣基督，你仍然可以领受这个所谓的一般的恩典，或这种普遍的恩典。
So even though if you don't believe in Jesus Christ, you can still receive his common grace.
虽然你没有感觉，就说有什么恩典，但是今天你活着，没有一个人是不是随时在领受上帝给的一般的恩典。
Maybe you're not aware, but while you're living today, you're already receiving God's common grace.
如果你每一天照太阳，你要不要付钱？
When the sun shines on you, do you need to pay money for that?
照太阳需不要付钱？
Do you need to pay money for the sun shining on you?
但是你有没有照到太阳？有。
But do you receive the sunlight?
那个叫做恩典。
That is grace. You don't. It's free.
你呼吸有没有付钱？
Do you pay for the air you breathe?
我们不了每一天这样吸几千次几万次的气，我们也不用付钱，也白白。
We don't have to pay for the
任何人都可以。
Tons of air we breathe.
但是保罗这里说
，But Paul says here，
凡事谢恩是因为神在基督耶稣里的。
That we give thanks in Christ Jesus。
这句话其实可以对到罗马书第三章那里所说的。
And that correlates to the book of Romans chapter 3.
那你所说的这个恩典，也就是在这个帖撒罗尼迦这里所说的，不是一般的恩典。
Here it also mentions a special grace.
那你的恩典跟我们想象的恩典有很大的分别。
And that is a huge difference from
我们看一下这一节
the grace that we know. Let's look at it.
罗马书三章二十二节，就是神的义因信耶稣基督加给一切相信的人，并没有分别，因为世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。二十四节，如今却蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎，就白白地称义。
Let me read it for you. This righteousness is given through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There's no difference between Jew and Gentile.For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and all are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus.
这里的恩典是一种特殊的恩典。
Now the grace mentioned here is a special grace.
也就是神的拯救的恩典。
It is a grace of God's salvation.
它和一般恩典是有别的。
It is different from common grace.
所以这样的恩典是一个非常的恩典。
It's an extraordinary grace.
非常不一样的恩典。
A very different type of grace.
大家都知道逾越节。
We all know Passover.
逾越节就是犹太人最重要的一个他们民族的一个节日。
This is the most important festival for the Israelites.
逾越节通常是在我们的阳历的大概四月左右。
It happened it's usually in April.
那逾越节这个字呢，希伯来文哦 ，pasa 这个它是一个动词，意思就是越过去。
Now the Hebrew word for Passover means skip over.
那这个所谓的逾越节，这个是记在出埃及记第十二章那里。
And that was recorded in Exodus chapter 12.
那上帝要带领以色列人出埃及，遇到法老王很大的阻力，一直到第十灾的时候那个逾越节发生。
When the Lord was bringing out the Israelites out of Egypt.
就是那个灭命的天使啊，他就。来击杀所有的每一家每一户的一个最大的孩子和最大的牲畜。
The tenth plague that God gave to Egypt, the Lord struck down all the firstborn, both human and livestock.
可是呢，这个灭命的天使却会越过有一种家庭。
But they will skip over a certain type of family.
这种家庭就是他们在他们的门框和门楣上有涂上。羔羊的血这样子的家庭，那个要击杀长子和长的这个牲畜的这个天使，他就越过去，就不杀他们。
The families that have painted on their doorframes with the blood of the lamb, the angels of death will skip over those households.
他们要杀羔羊，把血涂在门框和门楣上。那个击杀的天使就越过去不杀他们。
They need to kill the lamb first and use the blood to paint on the door frames. Then the angels of death will skip over the households.
那是在预表什么呢？
And what does that symbolize?
我们看新约哈，这个施洗约翰他见到耶稣的时候，他这样叫耶稣哈，他说：“看啊，约翰福音第一章二十九节，看啊，神的羔羊，除去世人罪恶罪孽的。”
In the New Testament, John the Baptist said that Jesus came toward him and said, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world."
然后三十五节，在次日，约翰同两个门徒站在那里，他们见耶稣行走，这个施洗约翰又说：“看啊，神的羔羊。”
In verse 35, it says, "The next day, John was there again with two of his disciples. When he saw Jesus passing by, he said, 'Look, the Lamb of God.'"
谁是神的羔羊？在哥林多前书五章七节，清清楚楚把它表明出来。
And who's the Lamb of God? We can see from 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7.
保罗说：“因为我们逾越节的羔羊基督已经被杀献祭了。”
Paul said that for Christ, our Passover lamb has been sacrificed.
原来出埃及记那个逾越节的羔羊的血，原来是在预表，在逾越节耶稣基督的宝血赎回了以色列人的命。
So the blood of the lamb in during Passover symbolizes the blood of Jesus Christ redeeming the lives of the Israelites.
因为凡门框上有涂上羔羊的血的，也就是有主耶稣基督的生命，死神就越过去，死就 pass over 了。
Because the door frame that has the blood of the lamb means that they have received the life from Jesus Christ, then death has over passed over.
所以弟兄姐妹们
，So brothers and sisters，
圣经这里很清楚提醒我们，在耶稣基督里面就不定罪了。
Bible reminds us that in Jesus Christ。There is no condemnation.
就 pass over.
That death has passed over.
这不是一般的人都能得的。
It's not a grace that anyone can receive.
这不是一般恩典。
It's not a common grace.
你需要有耶稣基督。
You need Jesus Christ.
这就是我们今天读的，这个凡事谢恩是在耶稣基督里的。
And we know that we can give thanks in all circumstances because We give in Jesus Christ.
因为那不是只有今生蒙福，而是永恒里面我们更加能蒙福。
And we will receive His blessing not this life, but also for eternity.